When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Well, the Bears finally break out of their four-game losing streak and get a division victory over the visiting Vikings on Sunday. Can you please share a projected score if you believe the Bears will win? Will it be pronounced or another blown fourth-quarter lead?
Well, the Bears really need to win a game that they're not expected to win. They need to be a team that finally does something we don't expect them to do. It would be great if they could show us they understand how to win a game, because we have seen too many examples of them understanding how to lose them. This is a team that finds ways to lose. This is a team that doesn't have any credibility accrued. This is a team that's kind of lost credibility and the plot. They're 4-6. They should be 6-4 at least. They've had two catastrophic endings on walk-off losses that are more than just losses. It's more than just a loss of a football game. It's a loss of confidence. It's a loss of morale. It's a loss of momentum. All of the things. And I just don't see how they go out there on Sunday and do everything I just thought that described they haven't done. I don't know what's different about this week. It certainly doesn't sound any different from the top. Matt Eberflus sounds run down. He sounds as worn out as you feel watching this team. They are exhausting. They are excruciating. They are not exciting. Vikings 24, Bears 23, another one-loss defeat.
That'll be an exciting game, David. 24-23
score defeat.
That would be an exciting game. One that I would enjoy watching. It sounds like till the bitter end.
You're not going to enjoy it if it's 1-point loss.
Sure, I am. I've said the Bears aren't going to win another game this season, and I'm sticking to that. Oh. They're not going to, and the Vikings are going to win 20-17.
I'm really struggling with this because I really feel like. I really feel like kind of going Mike Florio on it, backing up our guy Marshall Harris. But I don't think that's the way to bet it, and I don't want anybody losing any of their money on my pick. But I'm going to have to go with the Vikings. I'll say that they win the game 23-20, so they'll win by a field goal. I don't think it'll be a last-second field goal.
Well, that's at least won't be as.
Yeah. I think they'll win the game.
Awful.
No.
Don't you think Florio picked the Vikings largely because, or picked the Bears largely because he's a Viking fan?
I think he's onto something, and I like that Marshall Harris. I feel like, here's the thing. Like, the Bears are rotting on the vine. They're so overdue. It's just crazy that they've managed to lose as many games as they have in the way they've lost them. And basically, I'm of the belief that there's no way they're going to lose out, Dustin. It's hard to lose that many games in the NFL. NFL is a weird league. They got the offensive line getting back a little bit. I get it. I know what the problems are with the Vikings, believe me. But the Bears do too. It's a familiar opponent. So I think they'll be in the game. I just don't know that they have enough magic to pull it out.
They have no magic.
Well, that's what I mean.
They have the only magic they have is they can make leads disappear, their own.
But to me, I think that the Detroit game's a tough one. So now what we're doing here, and why I was hesitating, is because we're picking a 6-game losing streak,
mm-hmm.
and I just it's hard to be that bad.
But bad teams are unable to interrupt streaks in the way that good teams.
That's why I'm making the selection I made.
It's tough.
I really want to pick the Vikings, and I would think the Bears would have a chance to cover were the spread a little different. But I you know, so I got them kind of with a push, I guess, by going with three. But yeah, I can't pick the Vikings.
They just too often find ways to lose.
I can't pick against the Vikings. No, their Bears are, they're not a team worth backing right now. All right. 312-644-6767. Anyone think they're going to win? Anyone think just the odds are strange and life is weird and they'll somehow find a way to win? Anybody?